This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We spent a lot of time in the last year or so talking about changes that the city and the city council made to rental and how other properties in the city in terms of at least minimum standards and things like that. There's a session coming up in case you've perhaps missed others and you're a landlord that that can help remind you of some things. So we'll talk about that and other things with Judy Gunseth, the housing coordinator for the city of Galesburg. She's in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Will.
It's been a year since, almost a year since these changes came about. But for folks who don't know, maybe talk to me a little bit, maybe in the Reader's Digest version of what all's been changed.
Well, some of the minimum standards were changed, and those were the housing minimum standards was what housing owner occupied, and the rental was under a different section. So what they did is they brought all housing, rental and owner occupied, underneath the same set of standards. And then we developed some new inspection criteria in terms of a checklist and responsibilities for the landlord. We went from a complaint-based inspection program for rentals to a proactive one, and we also knew that we were not able to probably get to all 4,000-plus rental properties within a reasonable time. So we opened up an avenue for landlords to self-inspect their properties. There is a checklist online, and they would have received one in the mail. And so a lot of that comes to a head here May 1st when rental licenses are due, and that was one of the changes. It was a registration. Now it's a license. Same pretty much protocol in terms of filling out a form and paying $15 a year. That's not changed. But then those who have 10 or less properties would have to put their rental checklist in for each of those properties by May 1st of this year, 2019. Mm. If they have more than 10 properties, they have until May 1st of 2020. And so those rental checklists are online on our Facebook page, but on our website. If you go to community development, the rental and nuisance section, there is a column in the right hand that lists a lot of documents. Just scroll down and you'll find the rental inspection checklist.
In the years since then, or at least at the time when these changes were made, I think there was probably maybe a little bit of perhaps, frankly, unnecessary blowback about the changes. I would argue there probably were some landlords that just didn't want to make the changes and probably didn't like having to make changes. But it sounds to me, in talking to you since then, and correct me if I'm wrong, that most landlords have been pretty understanding of some of these changes?
Well, I think anybody gets a little bit cautious when change is mentioned, and I think they're a little bit concerned about, you know, what does that mean? And we've been really very understanding. I've answered a lot of questions. If anybody has any questions, they can call. I think that the response I've got, once they really understand what the changes are, they're okay with all of them.
Okay.
You know, before, it was kind of a hodgepodge, you know, fire did rental and the planning department did housing, and then we had nuisance under administration, and all three of those things have come underneath one umbrella. Mm-hmm. And so a person's not getting a letter from three or four different departments. Now, with the rental inspections, we do give them a compliance period of time. We don't go in there and throw the gauntlet down. And so we do give them some time to come bring things up to speed. And that's worked out. You know, it's only when they don't attempt to make changes or fix things, then some of the issues do create. And so, but for the most part, most of the landlords have been very cooperative. You know, they have a few questions here or there, but most of them are working toward full compliance, and I'm really glad to see that. You know, the community has stepped up, and I'm really proud to live in Galesburg, because I think for the most part, most everybody is wants to do what they should.
I think so. And that leads to a session in case some landlords still don't know what they should do coming up, right?
Right. We did have three sessions last fall. We had three for landlords and then one for owner-occupied dwellings, but just as a review, because that May 1st deadline's coming up, that there might be some people that have some questions. So we're having a session March 20th, which is a Wednesday, and it's going to be at 2 p.m. at City Hall and City Council Chambers.
Next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so we are going to be there, probably last about an hour, and it'll be a shared presentation between the clerk's department and the planning department, and we will be, you know, answering questions and fielding them. And if you can get there, it'd be great. If you've already attended a session, it's just a repeat. There's no need to come again unless you really want to. But if for some reason you can't make this coming session and the one that passed, there is one online, the city website. If you go to videos on the homepage, it is archived under 2018, and it would be under PSAs or public service announcements. There is the video of the first session along, and the agenda is listed, and that would be the PowerPoint presentation.
Are you finding that there are still a good number of landlords that still have questions about what they need to do or not do and things like that, or do you feel that maybe you're close to... You're close to getting through to everyone you need to get through to. Maybe you're never really
You know, I think we don't know because we do have 4,000 units and we have over 1,000 landlords.
Wow.
And so I do know the city clerk's office is charged with cataloging all that. Mm-hmm. So I think that they're kind of anticipating somewhat of a deluge on May 1st, and we're trying to work through that. I do want to bring up the fact that if anybody owns any outstanding fines or fees to the city, a landlord will not be able to get their rental license this year. Hmm. And so I have been getting some calls and things about why was I charged this or that. And so, you know, if you owe anything or maybe have some kind of something on a water account or something like that, all those things have to be paid up before they allow you to license this year.
Okay. I would imagine there are probably some landlords that are not happy that they might actually have problems that they have to fix.
Well, and some of them, you know, do call and ask about that. Some of the codes, it can be, you know, when you write code, sometimes it can be a little convoluted in legalese. I do get phone calls, and people are more than welcome to call me if they have questions about how that is actually, police that out when we actually do an inspection and things like that. Some of these older homes kind of have... I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain because they've been subdivided into different units. They can have some unique issues.
Mm-hmm. So now that we're finally past, I think, the point of winter keeping its grip on us, and all the snow is mostly melted, including some very dirty snow piles that have finally gone away. It's probably time for folks, homeowners and landlords alike, to start thinking about some of the various nuisance violations that probably come up. What's the worst of those you normally see?
Well, we get all kinds of variety, and usually deteriorating properties, and then weed violations, and then trash and debris. We love our junk, and a lot of times one man's treasure is another man's, you know, I'm not sure exactly how that phrase goes, but we do have big trash week coming up April 8th through the 12th. And whatever, it's not all week long. You just, whatever day your refuge is, that's the day you put it out. Please don't put out your garbage before 4 p.m. the day before. I know that some people do, but we do have people that have issues with collecting or hoarding. And if we put the stuff out too soon, they collect it and they all pile it back on their residence. And it becomes kind of an issue for that particular property. Be very cautious that when you do stuff any week that you put stuff up for trash, don't set it out before 4 p.m. the day before, and also have it off your cans off the terrace by midnight. And if there's any leftover trash on the terrace, like electronic waste, of course, waste management will not take electronic waste.
It's actually against the law for them to do so.
Right. And so there is a means. They do take electronic recycling, and you get a recycling brochure, but it's also on the city website as well about the electronic waste. But the city, one of the things, and I want to be very transparent about this, if there is trash left over on the terrace, and many times what we'll have is a neighbor complain. And if a neighbor complains about special refuge, it's on the terrace, the city can order what we call a special refuge pickup. By code, we do not have to notify the owner that is taking place and that they will be billed for that special refuge pickup, which minimum would probably be a $90 bill, because we contract that out, and so that's a $50, and then there's some administration costs involved in that, because it does take several different people to process that. So please be cognizant that if the stuff is left out on the terrace after trash pickup, you need to get that off the terrace within 24 hours.
Okay. I'm almost out of time, Judy, but is there anything else we need to know now that the nice weather is almost upon us?
Well, people need to mow their yards.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody needs to keep their grass below 12 inches. And that's another thing that we send out a notice and you have 5 days to get that done. And if you don't, the city can go in and mow it and charge you for well. So it's very important for people to get out. And I know I was thinking, I don't want to mow my lawn, but it's coming. And so we usually start getting grass and weed violations in late April, early May. So get your lawnmowers out, tune them up, and start mowing your lawns. But as always, if anybody has any complaints or issues about any of that, they can call City Hall and talk to me. I am the new nuisance complaint person, and so
congratulations for that, by the way.
Oh, I'm absolutely it's an interesting job. But if you have any concerns about any of the nuisance complaints or any issue about your own property or someone else's, just feel free to call, and we'll try to give you some information on that.
The nuisance complaint line used to be the same number as the radio station, but that's another discussion for another day. Judy Gunseth, housing coordinator for the City of Galesburg, and this stuff is all online too, right?
Yes, it is all online, and it is in a different location. If you go to the city website and go to departments, community development, look underneath the subheading of rental nuisance, and all that information's on there. There's a lot of PDFs that explain all of it.
All right. Judy, thanks so much for coming in today. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you for having me. You have a great day.
You too. Stay tuned. We will have business news and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.